Welcome to the Radio Coffee House Chat Room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So, good morning. My name is Robert Whipple, and good morning, America. We're speaking live this morning from the beautiful KLIF studios in Victory Plaza. I am an entrepreneur. I have the privilege of working with Southern Painting, and I'm also the author of the best-selling The Big Day. And the name of our show is called the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. So I want to say something before we introduce our guest this morning. I want you to, if you would, listen to my words very carefully, and I choose them carefully. By the way, for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about waking up the giant inside of you. Another way to say it is how to do the impossible one step at a time, or bridging the gap between the impossible and the practical. That's what we're talking about. So I believe every one of you this morning, in the sound of my voice, no matter who you are, no matter what your situation is, I want you to listen, please. There's a giant inside of you that wants to awaken. So where's that giant? I'd say that giant has been trained, well-trained. I believe in some cases he's asleep or slumbering. He's laying down. And so what we're talking about is waking up the giant inside of you. So, good morning, giant, you say to yourself. I want that giant to arise within me. So where does that start? I think one of the most basic ways, and I'm very analytical, so I like to look at it from the basics or the root. I think one of the most basic ways to get that giant woken up inside of you is start with the laws of expectancy. See, that's a very powerful force. It's just like gravity. See, both forces, gravity and the law of expectation, are unseen. Nevertheless, they both work in our everyday lives. The law of gravity can be overcome by properly managing the right kind of actions. Think about that. So too, the law of expectations. So here's my question to you this morning, every one of you in America that are listening. What are you expecting? I would say in most cases, we have been trained by the world to expect average. I call it average-itisville. We're living in average-itisville this very day. That's what the Coffee House Radio Chat Room is all about. It's to give you hope in a future, to give you some good news. Again, not positive. I'm not trying to be positive this morning. What I'm saying is that each of you this morning have that giant inside of you. This is realistic, and he wants to wake up. He wants to do great things inside of you. Well, again, good morning. My name is Robert Whipple, as I said, and you know, as usual, I'm so excited to have my co-host in the radio chat room with me here in the studios. Good morning, Nurse Nancy.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Week.
That was a happy Valentine's Week.
So do you want to tell everyone that the big gift I got you? I'll go ahead. I'm going to brag on myself. I got her a new set of tires for the car.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. We did get a little rain driving in here. Mm-hmm.
So, no, I didn't get you new tires, huh? No. How about a new frying pan?
You know what? I did buy myself one.
Yeah, you did.
I did. That's funny that you said that.
I love what Nancy said. And she goes, this is about 3 weeks ago. She goes, hey, Mr. Whipple, we call each other Mr. and Ms. Whipple. She goes, Mr. Whipple. She goes, you don't have to be concerned about buying me anything for Valentine's.
Nothing. Yeah,
and that's code for alert,
the gift
alert,
needs to be
alert,
bigger.
Alert. So I like that. Also in the studio is my very special guest, Jim Porter. And he is the owner of Porter Brandenburg Agency. Good morning, Jim Porter.
Good morning, Robert.
So when we say agency, we're talking about insurance?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. So this is a chat room. So if you have questions, I mean, please give us a call. I can't promise you we're going to get to every one of them, but we would like to take some of our calls. And Our topic is how to awaken the giant, how to do the impossible one step at a time, or the practical. And Jim is an insurance agent or an insurance business and has been doing that for what? How many years?
I've since 1984.
So that's what?
33 wow. years.
Yeah. So you've been in the insurance wow. business 33 years?
I've been in the business longer than that, but that's when I started my agency.
So how long have you been in the insurance business, the official insurance business?
Since 1970. So.
Wow.
Did they have cars back then?
They did.
They did? They have roads and everything?
Right.
We didn't all have computers then.
No, there were no computers. There were only mainframe computers.
Right, yeah. Not at our everybody's house.
Oh, I remember when the computer came out. But anyway, regardless of that, I don't want to go on that
right.
rabbit trail. So let's talk a minute about like insurance. I just want to talk about your business. And so I think insurance is somewhat fascinating when you need it, and it's very boring when you don't need it. I mean, like, boring.
Yeah. No,
you want to live life boring.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to have
you
lots of
You don't
want
to have to use it.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. What are some mistakes? Let's say if you had to say to our audience this morning, what is a mistake people make in insurance? I mean, like, is it a mistake we all make? And I know it's a broad question because it could be like life. It could be health, auto, commercial, general liability, whatever. But what is an overall mistake people make?
Well, I guess the number one mistake is with automobile insurance, it's mandatory in the state of Texas that everybody have insurance. And the what most people do is they just, well, just give me the minimum. And that's $30,000 each person, $60,000 each accident, and $25,000 property damage. And that's not adequate limits. You know,
slow down on these big numbers, okay. Mr. Porter. I mean, these are big numbers. So when you say mandatory, that means that there are going to be some people that don't have it.
There are. Probably one out of every six drivers does not have auto insurance, even though it is mandatory, and they'll tow your vehicle away if they stop you and you don't have insurance.
Okay. So that's one mistake.
Wow.
I mean, so what's another one like people make?
Well, turn into another line of insurance, property insurance. There are a lot of renters in apartments, and you know, you'll see the apartment go up in flames or tornado knock it away, and most of them don't have any contents insurance.
So you represent several companies?
That's correct. I'm an independent agent.
And so, like, how many companies do you represent?
At least 20. I don't know the exact number, but I broker through hundreds of companies.
So the obvious thing with that is that you can choose the best policy for that individual, I guess, their needs.
That's the role of an independent agent, to put the customer first and select the company that's best for that situation.
So what's the best way to save money on insurance? I mean, like, if I want to save money, or should I shop my insurance? I mean, should I, like every year, go to another agent? Because, I mean, I see these commercials on television all the time. Today you can save 30% if you call this and that. So talk to me a minute about that. I mean, should I shop it? And what's a good way to save money? I know that's a two-part question.
Well, obviously a lot of people do, because you've got some pretty huge companies out there, Geico and Progressive, and they both spend around $1 billion a year on advertising. And they want you to pick up the phone and call them, and they want to say, you know, we're going to save you $250 or something like that, you know, you can call them and see, but it may not always be the best situation for you, because if you don't get the adequate limits and you don't receive the personal advice from an insurance agent, may not be in your best interest to make that call.
Yeah, and one thing I always like to say is, if it sounds too good to be true, normally, as a general rule, it is. So how would people get a hold of you? Like, you have like a phone number or website that people could call you? I mean, do you know what your phone number is?
Yes, I do.
You do? Very good. Yeah. Okay. So this is a test.
Okay.
Okay.
My phone number is 972-234-5588.
And so that's a place they can get a hold of you. They call when they call that number. Do they get like a answering service? Or
no, I have a live person
that answers the phone.
Right.
And who is that? Is that Amy or is that?
Well, it's Amy sometimes, and most of the time it's Hortensia.
Okay. Slow down again.
Okay.
Hortensia. That sounds name, like a caller.
Yeah. Her name is Hortensia.
Hortensia. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So good. One other question is like car insurance. This is a question I always want to know is what kind of car insurance, you know, you talked about the limits, but talk to me about the basics of just general car insurance. What should I look for in car insurance if I'm just out shopping and I want the best value? Like,
well, I think, you know, you should buy at least a minimum of $100,000 each person for bodily injury and $300,000 per accident and then $100,000 property damage. You know, there's we
so
all
that's the minimum.
That's the minimum that I would recommend. And in addition to that, I'd also recommend that you buy an excess cover called an umbrella, which goes at least $1 million over and above the underlying limit.
Good.
Those are great questions.
Yeah, I like that. So anything else you want to talk about insurance before we go in? Because we got some good information to cover. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think another important coverage is uninsured motorist. We know that one out of every six drivers does not have auto insurance. And then also, I would estimate at least 50% of the drivers only have minimum limits. So when you're hit by one of those, you need to rely upon coverage in your own policy called underinsured motorist. And you want to buy as much of that as you can because you may need it sometime in your life. You're going to be hit by an uninsured motorist or hit and run and situation.
So once again, give us your phone number before we go into the commercial break and we get down to real business about going from the impossible to the practical.
It's 972-234-5588.
My name is Robert Whipple, your host of the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. We're so glad you're with us, America, this morning. We have got so much good information that we're fixing to share with you. I want you to get your seatbelts, tighten them up, get your notepad, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Hello, I'm Robert Whipple, author, husband, grandfather, and entrepreneur. So here lies the question. Have you ever noticed that life is like a human obstacle course? I have. That is why it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you The Big Day, a best-selling book which includes over 35 years of tested principles that I've used in my own life and business, overcoming obstacles myself. Which covers, by the way, very important, all eight areas of your life. The Big Day will give you a decided advantage. It's like your own personal coach. It teaches you step-by-step systems that puts the odds in your favor with realistic expectations to win big in life every time. You can purchase a copy on Amazon today. Simply search for it, The Big Day by Robert Whipple. It's a game changer. I promise you.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
My name is Robert Whipple, your host. Our telephone number is 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. My host is Nurse Nancy and Jim Porter with Porter Brandenburg Insurance Company. And we're going to get right into the topic this morning. And our goal is to try to get this finished by next week. Can't guarantee it, but we got a lot of good stuff that we're going to be giving you as far as what you can do to get that giant and start doing some things like you've never done before. I mean, like, is that something I really even want to do? I'm going to say yes, it is. Because you were not created to sit on the sidelines of life. You weren't created to just sit there and watch people play in the game of life. You were created to get down on the field and do something.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just kind of like, I mean, why do you want to sit in the stands of life? I know that we all sometimes can get a little bit tired. I would say, I don't want to say this, well, I'm going to say lazy sometimes, but you just need to get yourself up. Because if I did something every time I felt like it, I would never do it. So that's what we're talking about, and I'm going to go to our web. I'm going to give you our web page, which is www.readyforthebigday.com, and I want to encourage you also. If you want something that's going to transform your life, I'm going to encourage you to go to Amazon and look up The Big Day by Robert Whipple. It's one of the greatest seeds I believe that you will ever have. I think it's one of the greatest books I've read. I've read several thousand books. And I don't want to sound like an infomercial, but I really believe it's got the information to bridge the spiritual and the natural together to give you an opportunity to come out on top. It's more of a manual. It's not something you can just read and just go through it and say, okay, now I've read it. It's something that you start applying and you practice every day. So let's get to our talking point number one, and let's talk about overcoming adversity. Everyone in the listening to us this morning has had adversity to some degree, some large, some small. So we're going to talk about developing a spirit of a warrior. Developing a spirit of a warrior. Becoming a warrior. Looking at your life and saying, okay, today, on this day, I'm going to become a warrior. I don't feel like being a warrior this morning. Who said feelings have anything to do with it? I'm saying you have a call to be a warrior in your life. You have a call to get up and do something. So what is some of the ways that you can be a warrior? I like, one of my ways is to embrace the grind. And I know that doesn't sound very popular today. In fact, I mean, what you hear today, and you'll hear people say it, is work smarter, not harder. That sounds good. It sounds like a great cliche, but in reality, sometimes you just got to grind it out. You just got to do things that, like we said earlier, that you don't want to do. That's one way to embrace the grind. What do you think?
I agree. If you want life to be easy, you've got to work hard. On contrary to that, life will be real hard if you just try to take it easy. It'll come crashing down on you.
What if I'm retired? I mean, I've worked hard all my life. I mean, don't I deserve to retire? I mean, there's an element of truth to that, but I believe that's one of the biggest half-truths that there is in America or in our world today, is this thing called retirement. And I don't know. This is kind of a touchy topic to some of you, but I think it's a reality.
My late partner used to say that old agents don't retire, they just expire. And that's what he did. He never officially retired from the insurance business. He kept right on plugging and telling people about, talking about insurance all of his life.
So when you're facing the grind and you're looking at the grind, one of the first areas you're going to have to look at is you are going to have adversity. I mean, that's just going to be a part of the everyday life. I mean, just think about it, Whip. I mean, just think about it.
Right.
I mean, have we had some adversity in our life?
A few.
Like?
Just a few.
Big?
Yes.
I mean, some small, some, it's all relative. I mean, Mr. Porter, have you had adversity? I mean, that's a dumb question, but yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's rhetorical, but it's an absolute truth. So, okay, so let's just get over this fact that we're all going to have adversity. Well, I don't like adversity. Well, adversity is what's going to help you grow. Big time.
Well, I like his story about his partner, because when my dad was in the nursing home, mm-hmm. my sister knew another person there, and he was an insurance agent. And he had his whole room decked out in all his University of Texas blanket. He had the clock. He had his computer in there, and he was still selling insurance.
Amen. That sounds like my type of guy.
I teased him. I said, it's glad to see that you're such an Aggie fan.
I thought you said he was a Longhorn.
Yeah, I know. He was, but I thought I'd just tease him a little.
Oh, okay.
And he liked me. Every time I came, he had to talk to me after that. He did want to sell me some insurance, but I was taken care of already by my Porter Brandenburg insurance agency. Right. But yeah, I thought that was the greatest story. And he did the same thing. Instead of retire, he just expired.
So I want to read something about adversity for a moment, if you would allow me.
All right.
And this is written in the Bible. So, I mean, this is to me pretty powerful. It says, consider it nothing but joy. Now, notice that operative word, consider it nothing but joy. Okay, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work in you so that you may be perfect and complete, developing your faith, lacking in nothing. So bottom line, what it's saying there is when you face adversity, let that adversity do something in you, let it go to work on you, and let that adversity be the very thing that's going to catapult you into maybe your greatest hour, maybe just that greatest thing. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about the adversity of maybe someone that's, you know, had a loved one that's tragically removed from the earth for yeah, I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about just everyday adversity that you face. It could be from a thumbnail to, I mean, have a problem with your thumbnail, to traffic, to, you know, the rain, the snow, the cold, the hot, the heat. It's just whatever, adversity. So I think what's kind of interesting is Mr. Porter has, in his lifetime, he started taking up the form of exercise. And one of the ways he's done that in facing, I think this is a good segue into adversity, is you've got involved with a bike race, and it's called the Hotter Than Heaven, right?
Yeah, Hotter Than Hell.
Oh, Hotter Than Hell.
100.
I'm not sure where they came up with it. I guess hell is going to be hot, but
because
not sure
it's
where they...
so hot in Wichita Falls.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm sure they enjoy that this morning. Hell, Wichita Falls. I guess they do like it because
that's what they call it.
HHH, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Triple H. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, HHH. And what does that stand for?
It stands for the Hotter Than Hell 100.
Yeah.
It started in 1962 when they were working on the centennial celebration for the city, and they was trying to come up with some event that would celebrate that 100 years. And so they developed this bike course that was 100 miles that looped around the entire city of Wichita Falls. And there are... Now, it's grown to the extent that more than 10,000 riders every year ride in that event.
Yes, I was reading about it. It's pretty awesome.
So talk about adversity in that. Tell me about some of the adversities. I mean, I'm sure you don't get on your bike and ride the Hotter Than Hell 100 and go, well, it's a lovely day, jumping out of bed, twirling around, going to singing the Sound of Music. I'm sure you've faced like big time insurmountable odds in doing that.
I remember one time I got to the 90-mile mark and my right leg started cramping like it was in a vice grip, and I pulled off at a rest stop and I sat there and I was ready to call for the SAG wagon to come and pick me up.
The SAG?
Yeah.
That's a sad SAG wagon.
SAG.
That's a triple S.
Yeah. And so I stayed there.
I'm going to call the SAG wagon. If there's anything, I'm sure that, you know, hell, I'm not going to call the SAG wagon.
Not in the triple
S. At the Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah. And I got hydrated again and sat there for about 30 minutes, and then I took off and I was just pumping on one leg, but I made it to the end and crossed the finish line.
I mean, but wasn't that like a big time adversity that you faced?
It was big time.
I mean, so another adversity would be there's a lot of riders out there. How many like 1,000?
Yeah, there's 10,000, more than 10,000. And
do you have like any bike accident? I'm sure there are.
You'll see a bike accident just about every year.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's when the sagwagon comes in.
They don't have any choice. They'll get picked up.
That's a weird name. You know, I think if you look at it, and this is one of the things I like to do is talk about adversity. Mm-hmm. And you go, you like to talk about it because it's a practical thing. Remember we talked about at the beginning of the hour, we're not talking about being positive. When you say to me, Mr. Whipple, you're positive. No, I'm not. You go, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. And the real side of life is you're going to have adversity. But that adversity, like one of the best adversities I've seen, and this is kind of like crazy, was when TCU played Oregon or what else?
Well, I was reading about how the camel pack, they call it pack or back?
Back, camel back.
Mm-hmm. With a B, mm-hmm. B-A-K.
Yeah.
How it was born from the HHH.
That's right. A couple of nurses, they didn't want to have to stop at these rest stops because that would take time. You're going to be there 10, 15 minutes. And so they got
IV bags.
IV bags.
And tubing.
Hooked them up and carried all their water with them.
In a sock.
Uh-huh.
And then so they invented this. This was fascinating.
They sold it to Camelback as the manufacturer now that makes those. And I carry one of those packs because I don't like to stop. I've gone as many as 65 miles without stopping. Then I have to replenish the water in my Camelback.
So your point is through the adversity, Whip.
Right. It was so hot and they had to rehydrate and they couldn't carry enough water. You can't carry enough water. So they invented this. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Made them millions of dollars. They got Lance Armstrong to demonstrate it, and then everybody wanted one.
You know, and this is the practical side of this as we are fixing to exit this part of the Radio Coffee House, is that it's okay to face adversity. I mean, you can even love God and face adversity. I mean, we just read about it. Paul, he talked about adversity that he faced. I mean, if you go through and read the adversity he faced, it's like, man, that my worst day, I've never had to face that. Or being in prison war camp for a number of years. I remember one year we talked to a general, Robbie Reisner. Man, talk about adversity. So just get ready. Adversity is going to happen, and so don't be afraid of that. I mean, don't be afraid, and that's another topic we're going to get into. We have got a lot of good information to cover about awakening the giant inside of you. Practical steps to great things. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
If you are looking for a book that makes you think about things in a different way, or one that inspires you to make changes in your everyday life, whether in your faith or how you increase your level of success in business, The Big Day is a book that covers it all. Combining both natural and spiritual principles, best-selling author Robert W. Whipple has gathered resources from over 35 years of personal and business experience. The Big Day is packed with self-help tips, tools, concepts, and strategies that will revolutionize the way you see yourself and your life. Don't limit yourself or hinder your potential. It's time to step out as the successful leader that you were meant to be. Order your copy of The Big Day on Amazon today.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Just making sure my mic's on. So I had another question for Mr. Porter. Did you tell us one time that you sold something door-to-door while you were in college to make money?
Yeah, to work my way through college. I sold Bibles.
Bibles, door-to-door. Mm-hmm. And
you went door-to-door And so, knocking on someone's door, selling something.
Bibles.
That's adversity right there. That would be hell to me if I had to go door to door and sell something. I mean, to me it would
talk
be.
About building some character.
Absolutely. You know, it taught me to never give up, you know, just
resolve. You had some resolve there. Yes. That's interesting because our grandson Daniel is in college right now and actually Matthew too. And they both have jobs and they're working and,
okay, Daniel,
but they haven't.
We want you to go door to door.
Daniel.
Start selling the big day.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That's good. I hadn't thought about that. He's probably not going to ever want to talk to you again, Granny.
I know. He's probably not going to call in and talk to us now on the radio show. But
I learned something at that time. They call it the law of numbers, that if you work 12 hours a day and knocked on 70 doors, you would get in and talk to 12 homeowners, and out of that you'd make 3 or 4 sales. And all you had to do was just work the hours and knock on the doors, and the rest of it fall in place.
That's good. Mm-hmm. What some of the best business advice I ever got, mm-hmm. and again, we're on the adversity part, so that's what Ms. Whipple wanted to talk about, which is good. So, I mean, like, right. Even though we do have a lot to cover, but one of the best pieces of business advice I ever got, Jim and Nance, is that work half days. He said, I don't care which half days you work. That's work the 12-hour day.
Yeah. I see, 12 hours. Yeah.
Can you add, 12 and 12?
Yeah.
Speed
just
up.
Half time.
Yeah. Well, he said half days.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I just went and heard a talk from Betsy Price, our mayor, and that's what she said. I work 12 hours a day. And that was impressive to me.
And she's how old?
I think she's 68.
So,
and she's a bicycle rider too.
Well, wow. So that sounds kind of like fanatical. I mean, she works how many hours?
12.
12 hours a day.
She said 12 hours a day.
And she exercises every day.
Every day. She said 6 days a week. And she's an avid bicycle rider.
Wonderful.
I mean, that's kind of inspiring to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think, and you do any kind of research about, this is why I'm just convinced that when you face adversity, that this thing, that adversity, is going to be the thing that's going. And again, I'm not talking about something that's tragic, okay? We're trying to keep this relative. If you face the tragic loss of a loved one like we have, I mean, that was adversity to say the least.
It was.
And we've talked about that. And that was our grandson. He committed suicide. And it was just this last year. And that was a tragic thing. So we've all had that. I mean, our son was shot in the head. And he, through a miracle, he lived. Not only did he live, now he's up and working away and doing great things. And but, I mean, that's just, those are tragic things. Okay. I'm not talking about just that. I'm just talking about adversity now. Maybe you could see like the adversity of like a divorce or a separation. That could be pretty tragic. But those are things that you have to start, even through the suicide, you have to start, you know, walking through that. I remember, Jim and Nancy, that I saw a piece on Abraham Lincoln and through the adversity that him being shot, through that adversity, his wife went crazy. And I'm thinking, you know, that's not the best thing for you to do, to go crazy. You just can't sit and just wallow in that. You can't sit and just live in that. I mean, you got to move on. And, you know, I was talking about, I mean, this is kind of like a different side, but, you know, I remember when it was like 32-0 at halftime, TCU and Oregon. And, I mean, just imagine that, guys, ladies, sitting there in a ball game in San Antonio, the Alamo Bowl. You go, well, that's kind of a weird segue between suicide. Okay, I do know that, so that's why, you know, sometimes I am weird, but my brain thinks this way. But I want to move it to a better, kind of more of a positive note. This is the cool thing about that adversity. I mean, this is the really cool thing about that adversity, is that we sat there, we go, yeah, I guess this is the way life is. I mean, what do? And we didn't have any place to go, so lo and behold, TCU came back in one of the most collegiate, big-time comebacks ever in the history of all of sports. Came back, and I think it was triple overtime, and won. And I just love that. I love that overcoming that part of adversity. I mean, there's so many good stories, so many good things you could come out of that. I do want to get to one of our callers who is on the phone now. I think you've been waiting patiently. And Scott, I appreciate you joining us on the Radio Coffee House chat room. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us. Do you have a question?
I do. Good morning to you, too. Thank you. You're talking about the law of expectancy earlier, and I would like to know your opinion on how, based on the law of expectancy, how do you overcome adversity with the law of expectancy, and also how do you manifest in your life from the believing or from the spiritual, you know, how do you manifest the law of attraction into your life physically?
Yeah, that's
if
a good.
That makes sense.
Yeah, what do you think, Jim? I mean,
well, I think you just have, you know, just never take the final that it's never give up. I mean, never take that as the final outcome.
And that walk that works into the law of expectancy. We don't play 9-inning games. You know, when it looks like it's over, it's not over, Scott. I mean, when everything is screaming at you on the inside of you saying, this is done, it's over, let's move on, this is not going to work, that's the very time that I say, hey, wait a minute, let me just take a step back, like on the bicycle ride. Let me take a step back, let me take a step back and look at this. And let's look at this from a practical application. Let's look at, okay, what do I need to do? And instead of being focused so much on the opportunity, you start focusing in on solutions. That's the law of attraction. Because if you're, Scott, if you're so focused in on that problem, like if that's all that's over, if that's, you take it to bed with you, you wake up with it. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, you go, good morning, Scott. This is a problem, and I'm going to continue to be here, and I'm going to harass the you-know-what out of you. No, you just have to say, okay, adversity is going to be here. Now, I'm going to start attracting into my life good things. I'm going to start attracting into my life. You go, that just sounds like magic or fairy tales. It's not, Scott. In fact, it brings up a good way to answer your question. It talks about what the Bible says with faith. And the law of expectancy has everything to do with faith. Really, the law of expectancy is faith. And the Bible says faith, Scott, is the substance of things hoped for, okay, and the evidence of things not seen.
Well, I just got a text message from our daughter, Lori, and she said, well, Chris Kyle's wife started a foundation, so in his honor, and she does a lot of great works with that foundation. So instead of just saying, well, I'm just not going to do anything, she honored him by starting a foundation that goes out and lets still his light shine through his life that he had. So it develop something.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of like, okay, where we are here, Scott, is just like with this is faith. So start expecting, start believing, start talking, start trusting. And see, folks, you're not meant to do life by yourself. Now, you can do life. I've done life by myself, and it ends up very shallow. It means I've got to be doing all the heavy lifting. That's not the way God intended for you to be.
Right. Not all the work.
I mean, I don't mind. I like work, but you're not supposed to be God. You're not God. I don't want to be God. I've been God. It's a miserable day when I get up and I'm the God of my life. So, Scott, I would say for you, the law of expectancy is to trust in something bigger than yourself. Trust in that you're going to be through this. And then how that works in segues into your life is every day. It's Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through every day of the week. You're going to start expecting and raising, starting with a on-purpose way of raising that law of expectancy. Start raising it. So you can't see something, maybe you can't see only 3 foot in front of you, but start raising it 1 inch and then 2 inches, 3 inches, and start where you are and start raising it. Does that help you, Scott?
It does. I appreciate that. So you switch your focus from the negative to the positive, and you bring yourself out of the pit that you're in.
Yeah. And again, we're not talking about just being positive, but the realistic side of, hey, what can happen out of this and what good thing can happen out of this, like Chris Kyle. So I like that. Scott, thank you for joining us on the Radio Coffee House chat room. And this is really good stuff that we're talking about here, is like the law of expectancy, what you're thinking about. And let's bring into this topic a little bit of faith and doing the impossible. And what does faith have to do with doing the impossible? So I want you to think about something that like you're facing right now, an adversity that you may be facing. And I'm serious here. I want you to think about this for a minute, whether large or small, and I want you to think about that adversity. Now, I don't want you to live it. I said, just think about it for a moment and just, you know, almost just, okay, name it. Let's say that adversity is, let's just call it a sentence. And let's put a sentence on it. Let's try to, we may want to put a, maybe one word to it. So we have that adversity that you're facing. So how does faith play into that role? Okay. It's so good. I mean, it's so wonderful. And so I take that adversity and I say, okay, now I have this adversity. I'm not saying it's not there. I have it. Now, what do I do with it? Well, the first thing I'm going to do with that adversity is I'm going to say, it's not mine anymore. I'm going to give it away. Who am I going to give it to? The Bible says with God, all things are possible. Now, grasp that. Dan, grasp that. With God, all things are possible. So you have that adversity that you have. And yet I start aligning myself with faith. Well, I don't believe in all that God stuff. That's okay. Just start where you are. And I've said this before. So maybe you don't believe in a God. Maybe you're some of a lot of people out there that believe the Bible was written by the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, Tinkerbell. That's okay. It really is okay because God still loves you regardless. Okay. That's the first thing. But it's still a great way to live your life. And when I know that I can cast all my cares, I'm going, man, that heavy load, I don't have to carry all that baggage around with me. And that's where faith starts having an application of changing your life. That's what I want to do. Awaken the giant inside of me by not being God. Casting my cares, all my cares, not taking that care, not being weighted down all day, all week, all night, bringing it to the dinner table. That's what we're talking about, awakening the giant, stepping out of that stuff, stepping into what the Bible says is a way that says, hey, it's called a new way, a new life. That's what we're talking about here on the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. My name is Robert Whipple, your host. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And boy, get ready, because we got some good stuff to finish up with. Thank you. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, author of the newly released The Big Day. I wanted to introduce to you Daniel DePinto.
Thanks, Robert. I'm a student at Texas Tech University. I want to take 60 seconds to tell you about a book that has changed my life, The Big Day. Now, this book is unlike any other book I've ever read. It combines humor and valuable insight in order to create a truly inspiring and life-changing guide to living a life that's above and beyond. I guarantee that if you read this book and study the principles taught, like I did, then you'll become a better leader of yourself and others. You will feel better physically. You'll be more disciplined, and your relationships will grow stronger. The Big Day is by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today. It will change your life.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So we're talking about that law of expectancy Nancy. And now I'm going to get into what I would say is probably your biggest enemy in the law of expectancy. In fact, I even have a name for it. I call it public enemy number one. This is the biggest enemy we all face out there with the law of expectancy. That's going from the practical to the impossible. You can't go to the impossible if you're living in the living into the city of averageitis, if you're thinking about having lower expectations. It's impossible. I mean, it doesn't even work together. So that's why we're saying we're working on the root here. The root is to get that law of expectancy up, to take that from the practical to the impossible. But now we're going to get into, which I think is really good news, is to identify the enemy. And I used to say the enemy was us, but I believe it's, in my opinion, it's kind of changed a whole lot in over the last number of years. And I believe that the public enemy number one that you face is fear. And I think it's the fear of that thing, the fear of defeat, the fear of failure, the fear of whatever. I think that's very real. And I think unless we identify that, I mean, fear is a spirit. Fear is the real deal. Fear and worry have many people held hostage, stuck in a rut. It's like constant harassing all the time. So why do we live in that constant fear? I mean, why are we there? So I think it's because we've been well trained to adapt to fear. I mean, when I tell people, you know, not to fear, and that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, fear not. They go, oh, well, a little fear is okay for you. I could not more strongly disagree with you. Fear is not good. Now, there's wisdom in understanding the practicality of making a wise decision, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about living in constant dread, fear, and it becomes a normal part of your life. In fact, if you start talking like this, you hear people say, oh, Mr. Whipple, he's just positive. That's why I'd rather you dog cuss me than call me positive. I'm not positive. I am straight up a realist. Fear is the real deal. Fear will kill you. Fear will destroy you. It will cause you to focus on the wrong things. It's going to dumb you down, especially regarding your dreams and hopeful expectations. It interrupts your sleep pattern. It meets you at the most inconvenient time, just like showing up at the dinner table. And then it takes control of your conversations. I mean, fear is like, it's from the pit of hell. And that's why I don't tolerate fear. I will not walk in fear. Well, Mr. Whipple, it just seems like to the point that, you know, that you're not being realistic. I am being realistic. Very realistic. I'm not going to let fear be the dominator of my life. I'm not going to let it stand up on the hill and shout at me, it's over, it's done, you're too old, it won't happen. I'm not going to allow fear to do that.
Well, absolutely. Fear is just the opposite of faith. I mean, if you were to compare and contrast the two words, when you get into fear, you can't be in faith. And and they both have a similar definition. And, you know, God, and we know that fear doesn't come from God because he says in his word that God, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind.
So here are some common fears. The fear of success, the fear of the unknown, the fear of heights, rejection. How about the fear of the doctor's report? The fear of dying, scarcity. That's a big one. Going broke. What if? I mean, if I could tell you, I could count the number of times that I have awoken, covered in sweat, and had a dream I was going broke. And I tell you, that's a fear that'll get a hold of you. The fear of public speaking, the fear of the dark, the fear of losing a job, the fear of losing something, the fear of losing the big game. I mean, there's just lots of crazy fears out there. So what we're going to do in the last few minutes here is we're going to talk about how to overcome that. I mean, okay, we've identified that fear is the enemy. So what am I going to do to overcome that? Because again, I'm trying to get out of this fear mode and start moving into a mode of giant awaken. Expectations start rising. Then And only then you can start the next step and start thinking about the impossible. So you got to get out of this thing. So what are some good ways to overcome fear? I mean, like, what is a real practical way to overcome fear? I'm going to tell you right now, it's your mouth. Start speaking words of life. And people are going to think you have just lost your mind. And the Bible says, then, that life and death is in the power of your tongue. Why in the world would you want to sabotage your own life by speaking death? Well, you know, Mr. Whipple, you know, Cool Whip. Pardon me, she doesn't like me saying that. Sorry. She's giving me the look like I'm in trouble now.
You better be fearful.
Yeah, I like that. Come on, Nancy. Now. So what did I tell you this morning when I woke up? I said, hey, good morning, good looking. Good mm-hmm. morning, sharp and powerful. Isn't mm-hmm. that what I said to you?
Yes, something like that.
So get to work on your words. Start changing your words. Listen to what's coming out of your mouth. That's a way to overcome fear. What's another way you think to overcome fear, Mr. Porter?
Well, I like to quote scriptures and just know that that gets into my spirit and it reverses what I'm afraid of. And the Bible says that there's no fear in love, and perfect love casts out fear. And so I think that what that means also is if you're when you're in fear, you're so concentrated on your own problems and what's bothering you that you're not thinking about other people. And once you start thinking about other people and start showing some love for them, then, you know, the fear is gone. I mean, and it works every time if you can just get into the Word and pray and ask God to deliver you from it and trust in Him.
Wow, that's powerful. This is something I like doing, and we're talking about mm-hmm. scriptures. I like confessing scripture over me, mm-hmm. over my life. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. This is my greatest hour. God is for me. Who can be against me? In fact, we ask that every morning, Ms. Whipple and I, we go through a rehearsal. It's kind of like a rehearsal of the day. And we ask questions to ourselves. What are you expecting today? How do you see yourself today? We call them the five most important questions. I'm going to tell you another practical way that I like that, Jim. Thank you. Another practical way that we have in reducing fear is we just, when we're around the house, we just don't let our feelings just have ramping up to say whatever they want to say. I mean, we don't. We really try. In fact, one of the things that, you know, sometimes when I'll get a little bit negative or a little bit, you know, fearful and I'll start saying things, Ms. Whipple will say, I don't know, have a clue what you're talking about. I like that a whole lot. So that's one way. But one of my favorite ways, another is to get out of the wrong time zone. Okay, explain that to me. I'm going to tell you this morning, and this is strong. This is like good medicine. Most of us have been trained, Jim and Nancy, to live in the wrong time zone. Dan, we've been trained to live in the wrong time zone. We're thinking about tomorrow or we live yesterday. And we're not really focusing our energies and efforts now. I'm not talking about throwing out the baby with the bathwater. I'm talking about just basically focusing in on this day. And so I'm not going to be chasing yesterday, rehearsing my mistakes, and I'm not going to try to live in the dread of tomorrow. Okay, what if could happen? So I'm really training myself to look at that this is my day. God has given me this day, and He said, rejoice and be glad in it. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I'm speaking words of life to you this morning. This is one of my favorites, Jim, is to say, I just have the wisdom of God in this situation. It's a very real thing. Maybe I caused it myself. Maybe I didn't do what I should have done, but now I have the wisdom of God in this thing, and I like that. You know, it's better than sitting complaining and rehearsing the problem over and over.
Absolutely. And even better than that is a miracle from God. And he'll do that sometimes, too.
When you least expect it. A miracle?
Yeah.
A real miracle.
A real miracle.
I mean, I've seen them. Have you?
Absolutely.
Give me just one example in lack of a miracle that you've seen. I mean, a real miraculous miracle.
Well, with my wife, I've seen her get a word from the Lord for the situation, and I consider that a miracle.
Like a word, how to handle this thing.
Right.
I call that a great miracle.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's powerful, big time powerful.
I thought you were going to get me a dog.
Yeah, that's a miracle. I can't believe this, but I think that we're out of time.
Out of time?
Yes, we're getting real close to being out of time. Guys, I have had so much fun with you. We're going to continue on next week. My special guest is owner, entrepreneur of Southern Painting, of two very successful franchises, Jason Ward. He's going to be joining us next week in the Radio Coffee House chat room. Thank you for joining us. Remember, awaken the sleeping giant inside of you. Go to work on your expectations. Go to work on your thinking. And we'll see you soon. Thank you very much. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, and I wanted to introduce you to a book I have just published, which became a bestseller on Amazon shortly after it was released. The title of the book? The Big Day. Being an avid reader, I truly believe there's not another book in the marketplace like it. Absolutely nowhere. What simply separates The Big Day is that it combines the science of winning big in your life with the application of the spiritual principles that are available for each of us. It's a step-by-step guide for creating a culture of leaders who are successful physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am convinced that this book can be a game changer in your life, no matter who you are or where you are. Simply go on Amazon and search The Big Day by Robert Whipple. I am convinced it will be one of the greatest investments you ever made in your future.
The preceding program was furnished by The Big Day, who is responsible for its content.
KLIF Dallas.